The Chechen language is a very interesting language grammatically. It's not related to Russian or any European language. It is probably distantly related to Georgian, but even that is debatable. So it has very few relatives, actually. And of course, the closest language to Chechen is Ingush. We can communicate without interpreters, so it's virtually one language. It has a very interesting grammatical structure, at least 25 grammatical cases, a very rich verbal system. We have 8 or 9 past tenses. For example, Sovachar Sig, I went there. You can also say Sovuchvartsig, I was going there. Sovachan Velletsig, I finished going there. There are so many ways to distinguish these various intricate points. It's very complicated. It poses a great problem for potential learners of the Chechen language, and I can only sympathize with them. I have met people who were learning or trying to learn the Chechen language, but I haven't seen anyone yet who actually was able to master it perfectly. There are very few imprecations in the Chechen language. There are very few swear words in the Chechen language, so it's different from the Russian language, which has a very rich vocabulary in that respect. But the Chechen language is very good in conveying feelings. You can actually talk the Chechen language to a lover or a woman you love or somebody, you know. It has a complex system of vocabulary to convey various feelings, emotions, especially love, affection, fondness, that kind of stuff. When I was younger, I noticed that it's easier for me to explain things that which I wanted to tell a woman or a girl in the Chechen language than in Russian. It's so much better for, you know, for that kind of purpose. I think we can safely say that more than 1 million people can speak Chechen. The surveys indicate the vast majority of Chechens speak their native language. One I saw was about 98% of all Chechens speak the Chechen language fluently. But we've also been noticing that increasingly the Chechen language is spoken less and less by people who move from Chechnya elsewhere. So it's a big problem now. I'm afraid Chechen will be less and less popular among Chechen people. A few years ago, the Chechen government introduced the Chechen Language Day, which is celebrated today. The aim of this day is to encourage people to look into the possibilities of the Chechen language, encourage the government officials to speak Chechen better, and in general to popularize it among the population. I'd like to read a poem by a very popular Chechen poet, Ahmad Suleymanov. The poem is called I'm Sorry. It's about the things that the poet hasn't been able to fulfill, the things he hasn't been able to do, or the words he, in his life, was unable to say to people he loved. It was written at the end of his life, and it's a very powerful piece of writing about the things he's been unable to do. Nitz bolchu gilu yesh shel eshnachunna khersdara sadigah nisunats e khartsunakh chek doli tyepahosanna maqochura sadosh baqonnat e Madohko vella so, madohko vella. Da'ala dezzacha, tzadoshtsa ella. Tuella chugilani, kharzunza hizosh. Behkaza tzavitush, nitzkaza hizosh. Madohko vella so, madohko vella. Da'ala dezzacha, tzadoshtsa ella. Gullakash dinas, seilila cherna. Echa adin bella, della asgers. Seich dietze chastami, doshtitush tzarna. Komerše chestejš, bieki nemers. Madohko vella so, madohko vella. Kezikču humantech, ca usal vella. Ca čoha go ešna so volči vienerg. Tergal idacevieš, uha verzorna. Madohko vella so, madohko vella. Kezikču humantech, ca usal vella.